provision of mutual assistance, legal assistance on these matters. And it also gives an opportunity to states, while criminalizing these provisions, to pay particular attention to the protection of human rights which might be implied in these prevention aspects, such as freedom of expression, freedom of manifestation, freedom of belief. And these are very important human rights provisions with regard to incitement to terrorism, recruitment and training to terrorism.
How successful has the organization been in widening support for this approach to anti-terrorism?
Quite successful in the sense that we were first to develop this prevention approach in the international community. And following the adoption of the Council of Europe Convention on the Prevention of Terrorism, United Nations Security Council passed a resolution, 1624, in 2005, which also took on board the issue of incitement to terrorism, and now it's also implemented on the universal level. Some other regional organizations, such as the European Community, modified their its legislation with regard to the provisions of the Prevention Convention. So this is just one of the concrete examples of widening the support to Council of Europe approach to the fight against terrorism. And of course, our approach to the human rights protection in the fight against terrorism is widely known. We're recognized as the organization which promotes and works and develops know-how on the efficient fight against terrorism while respecting human rights.
How do you assess the fight against terrorism now in light of the death of Osama bin Laden?
The death of Osama bin Laden was an important step for counterterrorism action. It was important to have a certain element after 10 years of 9/11 and finally to find this person who was at the origin of 9/11. However, the fight against terrorism doesn't stop with the death of Osama bin Laden. Immediately after his death, a number of terrorist websites announced certain glorification of his death, certain hatred towards the action against terrorism, and therefore action will continue both on the level of law enforcement, on the level of judges and prosecutors, because there are other people in hatred and violence circles who continue to join terrorist groups.